A charitable foundation set up in the name of New Zealand police officer Matt Ratana, who was killed in a London police station 2 months ago, is being launched today in the UK. It's been set up by his friends at East Grinstead Rugby Club and aims to raise money to support the rugby initiatives that Mr. Ratana promoted. Earlier, I spoke to Joanne Gillam, a New Zealander in London, who's a member of the foundation and who was a friend of Matt Ratana's.
There was a huge response from his partner, Sue, friends, colleagues, clubmates. They all decided together that Matt's memory should be kept alive, decided to establish a foundation, the Matt Ratana Rugby Foundation. And he was a truly inspiring and much-loved figure.
Yeah, so tell me what the foundation's aim is going to be. What are you going to do with money raised?
What the foundation hopes to achieve is raising funds for the rugby community, near and far, continue the initiatives inspired by Matt through clubs, schools, individuals who may be disadvantaged and need our support.
Because he was really into his rugby, wasn't he?
Oh, hugely. Absolutely huge. He's been playing since, you know, his Palmerston North days when he was at high school there. He played at Otago University, then came over to the UK and he's played at various clubs right throughout the UK, London Irish, Sussex, everywhere.
Tell me about World in Union, because this is being released as well and a lot of people will probably remember it as the anthem of the 1991 Rugby World Cup when Dame Kitty Takanoa did a version.
And I think this is exactly why it's been inspired by that, with its personal touch to New Zealand. The rugby club East Grinstead launched this initiative to remember Matt. They asked Joanna Forrest if she would mind performing this particular song. She's a world-class classical artist, and World in Union just seemed appropriate.
That sounds like a really lovely tribute.
It's immense. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's such a moving and touching song. Certainly it brings a tear to my eye when I listen to it.
It's 2 months. It seems extraordinary that it's 2 months since Matt was shot. How are you and how are Matt's family, his friends, coping with the loss?
From what I can see and I can feel, there's a lot of love. There's a huge amount of love and a huge amount of respect out there. It's been so difficult to comprehend. There were weeks where we all just couldn't get our head around the loss. And when somebody goes like that, it's very difficult to grasp. You expect them to walk in the room the following day, and they won't. It's been huge. I know it's been incredibly hard for Sue, his partner. She's not been able to speak publicly yet, and that's completely understandable. The rugby community and the police, in fact, and the police and his other interests with his motorbikes, his gym, have all come together and just really extended big arms around one another. But it's been really difficult. And I think with us focusing all our energy into this foundation, it's giving us a sense of purpose.
That is Joanne Gillam, a New Zealander in London, a friend of Matt Ratana.